Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? God, hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you. I'm just a little bit delayed, but it's all good. I'm coming on Facebook Live, trying this thing on Zoom just to see how it is working out. But I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, whatever you're doing. I said, let me go ahead and try this thing out and see if this will work for me. We'll see. But I'm trying this. This is actually Zoom. I'm going to see how this is going to work out for me. And hopefully you guys, you know, still be as interactive as you normally are each week when I come on. But I just want to try something just a little different, you know. I'm trying to see where this camera is, make sure I'm doing this right. I was having some issues, and I realized that I really needed to do this Zoom thing. So I'm trying to Zoom, seeing how it's going to do. Now, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. So tonight's message, I'm talking about getting rid of the mess so God can bless. You know, hopefully this picture will come out better. I hope you guys can actually hear me even better than before. You know, but it's all good. You know, so many things are happening right now. So I'm trying this thing. My first time. Am I looking at the camera right now? I'm just trying to see if I'm looking at the camera. Where am I looking? Okay, so. So this is kind of crazy for me. What's going on, Patricia? I hope all is well. Let me know how you guys are even thinking about this. I'm trying this thing on Zoom, then bringing it on live. So, you know, I just had to get used to it because it's different. It's different than I'm used to. But I want to just say this. I want to say, I'm just looking to see what this looks like. Okay. You know, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? It's just a little different for me. But hang in there with me. I'm used to coming on Facebook Live. I'm trying this thing on Zoom. So I'm used to looking at my phone. This is a little different than actually looking, you know. Okay. So, guys, if you're there, say something. Let me know that you are there. I see Patricia on. Let me turn this thing down so I can see. Hey, what's up, Keith? What's going on, Keith? Hope you're feeling better. So getting rid of mess, you know, something happened this past week, and what happened this past week, and have you ever had something in your house? And it was a smell in the house, it was a stench. It was like, where is this stench coming from? But I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it at first. And plus I was rushing. I was doing some things. And one day, I came in, I think like Saturday night, I just really smelled it. Like, man, something's going on in here. And I had to get rid of it. I had to throw it out. Have you ever been through that and you've had something in your house and it was just smelling? And you just had to get rid of it. That's what I did. I had to get rid of it. I couldn't find it. I had to see if I could find it or something. But I was looking for it, and eventually I found it. It was tucked away in a Tupperware. in my bag, in my work bag, and I forgotten to take it out on Tuesday, and had forgotten to empty out the contents, then put the contents in the trash outside. So it smelled at my place, and what I heard, what I felt in my spirit, was like, you know, sometimes we have things in our lives, and we don't understand where that smell is, where that stench is coming from. You know, is it just me? You're not getting any sound? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Am I not getting sound? So this is my first time using Zoom. Let me see how this thing is working. And they're not getting sound. Hey, Brad. No sound? Now, no sound? Oh, I wonder. No sound. Okay, so let me go to Zoom. Zoom has sound. Let me go to Zoom. Join audio. Hey, can you hear me, guys? Shift Command A. Shift Command A. Hey, guys, can you hear me right now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey, guys, can you hear me right now?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey, guys, can you hear me right now?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Now you can hear me? Okay. I had to play around with this thing. I apologize. All right. I was doing all that talking. You guys doing? You hear me now? You guys hear me? Thumbs up. Send me some likes. Send me some hearts if you can. If you can hear me, some thumbs up, something. Can you hear me? All right, cool. Okay, so I'm up here. I had to turn this thing on, then I had to mute it on this thing that's coming on Facebook. So I'm glad you guys can hear me. What I was talking about, what I thought you guys could hear me, for you guys coming on who've been on here before, I'm using Zoom, and I want to see how well this video actually does with the Zoom. And, you know, it's doing pretty well. I really, really cannot complain about this Zoom. So, guys, basically this is what happened. I was in my house, right? It's now frozen. Oh, my goodness. What is going on with this thing? This is my first time doing this. I thought this might be better. Is it frozen for everyone out there? It's not frozen on your end? Okay. All right. Cool. So I'm live on Facebook. I'm using Zoom for the first time, just trying this thing out, just to see how this thing will work. You're fine? Okay. Thank you, Brandon. So basically, guys, I had a stench in my house. I had something that I had it locked away in a small bag. But the point that what happens, I couldn't find it at all. So here I was, is a smell. I smelled it Saturday morning. When I came back home Saturday night, I smelled it even worse. It was like, before I can do anything, I have to find this stench. So what happens is that I went and I finally found it. I finally found the stench. And have you ever had something that you thought you had gotten rid of or something you didn't realize that was there and it was stinking? And the stench was becoming foul. So I eventually found it. When I found it, God spoke something to my heart. And what he spoke to my heart was this. You know, get rid of the mess so I can bless. Now, what happens is that I found in one of my small Tupperwares in my work bag some leftover chicken that I didn't finish. And it was smelling. And I got rid of it, threw it away. But the lesson I got from that thing was this. Sometimes, guys, we have things compartmentalized. We go about our lives, we forget about those things. But those things stink. They stink before God. You know, they stink. And it's like a stench. It's like it was stinking to me. Sometimes some of the things we do, now sin, stinks before God. You know, God's like, get rid of the mess so I can bless. You know, I'm trying this thing out. This is on Zoom. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. This is a Hard Love Radio Show. I'm coming on just a little differently. I'm trying to Zoom and see how this thing works. So when I have people come on, hey, Patricia. So when I have people come on the show on Thursday nights, you know, they can hear me. So I appreciate you guys for staying with me. So God took me to, you know, Joshua chapter 7. Now, guys, you know, this is the thing about Achan's sin, and I'm going to skip around just a little bit, but I'm coming from Joshua chapter 7, Achan's sin. It says, but the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the sons of Zimri, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. Anger burned against Israel. Now, what happens, guys, is this. It says, now, verse 2, now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is Beth Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, go up and spy out the region. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary all the people, for only a few men are there. So about 3,000 men went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Now, guys, before we join by Zoom, no, you don't have to join by Zoom. You can join right here. I'm trying this out, so I didn't share the link because I'm just testing this out. So when I have people come on, guests come on Thursday nights, they will actually be able to see. So you don't have to come through Zoom. I'm reading right here to Facebook Messenger. But this is what I have to say this. Let me keep on going. Verse 6, then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, ah, sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been rooted? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe out our name from the earth. What then will you do for your own great name, right? The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their own possessions. This is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. What does this have to do with the message? Getting rid of the mess so God can bless. You know, like I said before, there was a stench in my house, and I couldn't find it. I thought I'd done away with it and everything. Whatever it was, I thought I'd thrown everything in the trash that needed to be in the trash. But there was something hidden in a small compartment in my work bag that was all the way in the corner near the door. But I smelled that whole smell, and it became stronger. I left Saturday morning. By the time I came back Saturday night, and I was like, what's that stench? And I looked for it in that small compartment, and God was like, you know, just like that, sin stinks. So some of us, we want the blessings of God, but we can't have victory in our lives because of mess, because of mess. So God says, you know, they took what they weren't supposed to take. Someone took it. And because they took it, they did not have victory in their lives. And what does God want us to have? He wants us to have victory in our lives. This is the season for us not to lose hope, not to lose heart. This is the season to speak the word of God, to do the word of God. The things that God has called you to do, go ahead and do it, you know, and stay focused. But God's like, let's get rid of the mess so I can bless. And that's what happened right here. In verse 13 of Joshua chapter 7, it says, go consecrate the people, set them apart. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. That which is devoted is among you, O Israel. You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it. Ooh. Until you remove it. Now, guys, this way they broke this thing down. He broke this thing down. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe. Then it says the tribe that the Lord takes shall come forth clan by clan. The clan that the clan the Lord takes shall come forth family by family. And the family that the Lord takes shall come forth man by man. He who is caught with the devoted things shall be destroyed by fire along with all that belongs to him. He has violated the covenant of the Lord and has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. And if you go through the whole story, guys, it basically comes down to Achan. And when you go down to verse 19, it says, then Joshua said to Achan, my son, give glory to God, the God of Israel, and give him the praise. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me. Achan replied, it is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I've done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold wedge, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys, and sheep, his tent, and all that he had to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today. And all Israel stoned him, and after they stoned the rest, they burned them. Over Achan, they heaped up a large pile of rocks, which remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore, the place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since. You know, the whole thing that God was showing me, and it basically not come to this thing of, you know, when God talks to us and when he shares with us, it's about us being saved, us getting it right, us passing. It's about us passing. It's not about condemning us. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What God wants to do is get it right so that we can do the things that he has called us to do. And that was Romans. That was Romans chapter 8. You know, 8 verse 1. Listen to this. You guys still there? You guys still there with me? This is a little different than the way I normally come through. Are you guys liking this version, this way? This Zoom is a little different. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm looking. But basically what God showed me is this. If you want to get rid of the mess so God can bless, if there's some things that God's saying, look, I want you to clean up your house. You know, sometimes we have things like here and there, and God's like, let's get victory in this area. Let's focus on what is important. Let's focus on what God's telling you to do in your life. Now, what happens when, you know, because it's like, you know, as far as like sin is like a stench, you know, and God would rather be hot or cold, not be lukewarm. You know, getting rid of the mess so God can bless. First point, acknowledge what God's told you. The moral of that, first of all, the moral of that story of Joshua chapter 7 is this. Because Achan sinned, he did what they told him not to. They told them not to keep anything. I think that story when they were in Jericho. You know, basically don't keep It says, but keep away from the devoted things. This is Joshua 6:18. But keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. That's what was warned to them before they, you know, as far as the battle of Jericho, when he left there. Some things aren't meant for you to take. Some things God might be like, bless you. Okay, you got it. You know, there's some things God's like, don't touch. Just keep it moving. You know, it says, but keep away from the devoted things. You know, so but that's what Achan didn't do. So Achan's sin caused him not to win that battle. Now, what does that have to do with that stench? Like I was saying, sometimes, guys, we have things and, you know, God sees everything, you know. And the thing about it is this. Some things are strategic. When there are some things that God tells us to do, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, you know, and he means for us to do that. But what happens when we don't do that? What happens when we do the opposite? We do 20% of it. We don't do 80%. We don't do 100%. We do a little bit. You know, we bring on our own destruction in our own lives. Let me tell you, it was stinking in my house. It was stinking in my house. And that chicken that was left over in that Tupperware was in a small place all the way in the other side of the room. But I'm telling you this. You know, God wants to clean our house. He wants us to get it right. He wants us to do what he called us to do. And that's what we've got to focus on in this season. You know, first point, acknowledge what God's told you. Thank you, Brandon. Acknowledge what God has told you to do. You know, scripture talks about, you know, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, right? Do what God has told you to do. In the season that you're in, do what God has called you to do. If it's a season to prepare, then prepare. If it's a season to launch, then launch. Whatever it is that God's called you to do, go ahead and do that. And know which season you are in your life. If it's a season of being quiet, then be quiet. Why are you out there talking? You need to be sitting down somewhere hearing what God is trying to tell you to do. Don't play dumb. You know, it's like, you know how sometimes you might hear people, they might be calling your name. They might ask you to do something, and you say, huh? But you know you heard what they said, but you say, huh? Because you really weren't listening. But you knew everything that they were saying. Sometimes we do that, too. Don't play dumb. Next thing, listen. Listen. What is God telling you to do? It's like one of the things that God had been sharing with me about, like, when it came to certain relationships and friendships that have changed. And God was like, you know, I told you I was going to close some doors, now I was going to open some doors. But, you know, if I told you I'm going to close some doors, open some doors, how come you keep on running to the same door that I've closed? Because I'm ready to do a new thing in your life. See, sometimes, guys, we want to do the things that we want to do. But what happens when we do what God has called us to do? And we do that thing. What happens when we've done that thing that God has called us to do and we're doing it, you know? And how about this? How about doing what he's called us to do and doing it 100%? You know, doing it 100%. You know, what would happen if we, as we put 100% into everything else, we put 100% into trying to find the things that we want, we put 100% into trying to find out, talk to people we haven't talked to in a long time. Am I the only one? We put 100% to the things that we really, really want to do. How about put 100% into what God's telling us to do in that season that he's called us to do the things he's called us to do? What would happen then? What would happen then? You know, listen to this. When you acknowledge what God's called you to do, it helps you to fully understand your assignment. How many of us have really just said, you know what, Lord, I want you to speak to my heart so I can understand what you're telling me to do. I want you to speak to my heart. I want you to show me your glory. Reveal yourself in my life. I really want to see what you've called me to do. How many of you guys have done that? You know, because when you know, You know better, you're supposed to do better, right? When you know, God can hold us accountable because we know. But sometimes, guys, you say, I want to do what you called me to do, but really I don't want to know what you're telling me to do because I really don't want to do that. I really want to do what I want to do, or I'm too tired to do that. There's some things that doors, guys, that I will share with you guys soon, but there's some doors that are opening so quickly. So quickly. And I'm like, Lord. And what God brought to my remembrance, listen, when you're prepared and you're ready, you're prepared and that door opportunity happens, you can go ahead and move forward. You know, guys, listen to this. Getting rid of the mess so God can bless is really about this, getting focused. You know, not focusing on the little things, the distractions, but focusing on the bigger picture, focusing on God, focusing on what have I been called here to do. Because I'm not sure about, am I the only one, but I'm seeing some of my friends and acquaintances on Facebook who've lost people. And some people, I've read their testimonies, they've lost people like back to back to back. I understand that. I understand that. You know, a lot of people are losing people. A lot of people are hurting, you know, guys. And it's time for us to really understand that we're here for a season. You know, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. And we're believing. We're saying, I believe in you, God. I'm believing that there's a purpose for my life. What's going on, Trina? I'm believing there's a purpose for my life. Now, tonight, I'm talking about getting rid of the mess so God can bless. You know, guys, there's some things in our lives that God's saying, look, when I close this door, when I finish this season, it's time for you to move on. It's like this. It's like having friendships that God is closing the door on, but we want to hold on to something from that friendship. You know, memories are good. God's given us memories. Sometimes we take those memories and we move forward. We take those memories and we forge ahead and do what God's called us to do. Sometimes it's about when the friendships are over, it's about saying, you know what, let me get rid of all this stuff. That's come. I know some people, when their relationships are over, they get rid of everything. And if it was a bad relationship, they're getting rid of everything. If it's negative affiliation, they're getting rid of everything. You know, so sometimes in our lives, guys, God in this season is telling us, get rid of stuff. Deal with the things, heal, move on, so you can do what you've called you to do. So we can do what he's called us to do. But sometimes we're holding on. Sometimes that stench is pride. Sometimes that stench, I'm talking about the stench, because it goes along with the story that I told you guys about that stench I had in my house, some food that I thought I'd thrown away or something I'd forgotten about. That was in a Tupperware bag in my work bag for at least a day or two, day and a half or two, before I realized where it was coming from. And listen to this, guys, sometimes we hold on to that stuff and it stinks. And then we wonder, how come we're not blessed? How come we have a stench? How come our sin is right there? And God's saying, let's get rid of that stuff. Let's get rid of that stuff. Let's get rid of what needs to be thrown away. That's kind of like if it's a different season, it's a different season. It's time to move on and do what God's called you to do. Sometimes, guys, we're going through life. We're holding on to stuff. We're forgetting about things right here. We're forgetting about unforgiveness over here. We're forgetting about things over there. And then we're wondering, how come the doors cannot open? How come we cannot walk in the things of God? I'm going to share this with you guys. This past week, I was feeling heavy, right? My spirit was feeling heavy. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I was like, Lord, I need you right now. And why did God led me through this thing? Listen, guys, I had to forgive some people. I forgave some people. And I actually felt lighter. I went from forgiving everyone that I need to forgive, people I thought I'd forgiven. You know, I had to forgive so I could move on. And even in that, guys, even in that, I can tell you this, that heaviness lifted. Because I had to forgive some people. Because there's some things I was holding in my heart that I did not realize that I was holding in my heart, you know? You know, There's some things I was holding on to, just holding on to. And something just happened when it's like, you know what? Lord, let me forgive these people. Lord, I thought I'd forgiven these people, but you know when you haven't forgiven something, someone, when someone says their name, and you get that, I remember that person did this. But it's like, God's like, forgive. So you can move on. Move on. Forgive. Because sometimes, guys, we want God to forgive us, but we have to be willing to forgive people. How can we expect God to forgive us when we're not willing to forgive our brother and sister whom we see? You know? So first point tonight, not acknowledge what God has told you. Second point, look at your life objectively. Just imagine it's not you that you're looking at your life, but you have to say, oh, yeah, that's my life, and I'm going to look at it from this angle. No, look at your life objectively. What's going on? What's going on, Aunt Debbie? Deb Waddles? Aunt Waddles? You know, look at your life and objectively see what is mess in your – to see what mess you have in your life. If you have it. Now, some of you might not have any mess. Everything might be cool. Everything might be clear. Clear mind, clear conscience. You're doing what God's called you to do. But for some of us who might have been going through some things, we might have some mess in our lives. And sometimes it's not about pointing the finger, because there's some people I know, you know, it's like, well, I know I've done this, but that person didn't know. It's not about that person. It's about you. What do you need to work on? What do you need God to work to help you with in your life? So in this whole thing about getting rid of mess so God can bless, sometimes you have to look at yourself objectively, not subjectively, and say, well, I had a reason to do that. Had a reason to curse that person out. I had a reason to. No, let's look and say, could you have handled that better? Do you need to work on anger management? No, but you got to look at yourself. Yeah. Check the moat in your own out. That's right. That's right, Auntie Waddles. Go ahead, Auntie Waddles. Auntie Waddles on fire tonight. Yeah, check the moat in your eye. Yes. Amen, Trina. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror. I love that song. You know, I just hear that song in my head. You know, guys, look at the man in the mirror. Look at yourself and make that change. You want God to get rid of, you want to get rid of some mess in your life? Be willing to look and say, okay, what is messy? How am I messy? What do I need to work on? What mess is in my life? You know, and think about this, taking ownership. Taking ownership of you, taking ownership of your actions. So when you get to that point, you're saying, you know what? It's me, Lord. I've messed up this time. You know, Lord, I've been trying in this area. I need your help. I'm trying to get this thing off the ground. Lord, check my heart. Change my heart, Lord. Help me. You know, take ownership. Yeah, I messed up, Lord. I messed up. And see, sometimes we want the blessings of God, but we have to be willing to admit when we've made mistakes. Yeah, I made a mistake, Lord. I really, 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 really made a mistake this time, and I'm trying to do what you called me to do. I need your help. I need you now. Instead of walking around here acting like you've got it, you have it all together. No, guys. You know, getting rid of the mess so God can bless. Take ownership of your shortcomings. Take ownership of those things those areas in your life you're struggling in. Take ownership. And then repent of the stuff. Repent. Lord, help me. And sometimes, guys, it's about requiring us to do different things. You know, and the thing about it is this, guys, like, you know, certain things I share with you guys, certain things, like my mom says, certain things not for everybody. It's not for everyone else. Facebook, I share it because hopefully something I'm saying to you will hopefully encourage you in your walk. But you know, guys, you know, when you take ownership and then you say, Lord, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need your help. you know. And it's like this. Listen, guys, it might hurt, but it is necessary. It might hurt. What might hurt? Looking at yourself and saying, look, this area that I'm struggling in, Lord, I need you tonight. I need you right now. It might hurt, but it is necessary. Let me see what my Auntie Waddles are saying this. Honestly, I had to realize that I was very revengeful. I prayed about it. God answered by taking away the care of haters. I really feel good and free. That's right. Yeah, you know, I'm going to read that again. Honestly, I had to realize that I was very revengeful. I prayed about it. God answered by taking away the cares of haters. I really feel good and free. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Waddles. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and everybody, if you're looking at that saying, oh, yeah, listen, I've been there, and I know some of you guys have been there, too. I'm going to get, oh, you're going to talk about me? Well, I got you. Let me make a couple phone calls. Yeah, I appreciate that, Auntie Waddles, for sharing that. You know, and when you can, the whole thing about being free, because people are going to always talk. It doesn't matter what you do, they're going to always talk. But guess what? Don't allow that stuff to make you bitter. Don't make that stuff, allow that stuff to make you, your heart bitter. And you talk about being good and free. When I prayed that prayer this past weekend or last week sometime, and I was feeling heavy at one point, you know, when I began to pray and forgive people and release people, it felt so good. Because guess what? When you get rid of that mess, let me tell you, God is ready to bless you and take you to a different level in your faith. Guys, I'm going to tell you guys this. Sometimes we want the end result without having to sacrifice anything, without having to sacrifice, without having to go through. Sometimes, guys, we cannot have the victory without going through. We can't have testimonies without tests. We're going to have a test here and there. We're going to have tests, plural. But we have those tests so we can have testimonies. And having that power, even looking at your life objectively and seeing what mess is in your life, if you have it, you look at your life, guess what? It frees you. And you can look and say, Lord, I own this. This is my fault. Please help me in this area. Please forgive me for my sins. I want to do what you called me to do. It might hurt, but it is necessary. And sometimes God's going to cut some relationships during that season. Sometimes he might restore those relationships. Sometimes he might not. But you can still be good and free. And when you don't allow what people have to say about you, you just keep focused, put the energy on what God's called you to do, stay free. Stay good and free. I love that. Good and free. That's like a song right there, Auntie Waddles. Good and free. Amen. What's up, Brian? I hope you guys like this Zoom thing. It's a little different from the from coming on Facebook Live. I hope you guys can hear me even better and see the video without freezing as much as it was doing before. But, you know, sin stinks. Sin stinks. And sometimes, guys, we're walking around God. We're walking before God, and, you know, God sees everything. What's up, Ben, Brian? You're talking about getting rid of the mess so God can bless. First point, acknowledge what God's telling you. Second point, look at your life objectively to see what mess you have in your life, if you have it. Third point tonight, sin stinks. Imagine, I'm going to this backstory of what happened this past weekend when I had some food that I'd taken to work, and I didn't eat it. I left it in the bag overnight. It was in a container, that small bag, in a certain area of the house, near the front door, but it stunk up the entire living room and dining room and kitchen. And I couldn't find it. When I found it, God to me was telling me, look, that stinks. Just imagine what your sin is. It stinks. And sometimes, guys, we compartmentalize this thing. We compartmentalize, yeah, that chicken, Brian. And it compartmentalized compartmentalize this, compartmentalize that. And we go about our lives, but some of the things we're doing is things before God. It's things before God. You know, backbiting, talking about people, trying to destroy people's character and on Facebook, you know, trying to embarrass people, trying to shame people, whether it's body shaming, religious shaming, just shaming people. You know, sin stinks. Sin stinks. You know, it's like, do you like being around stinky people? You like being around people who smell? And sometimes, guys, we walk around, God, I love you, God, I love you, God. I'm going to tell you this, I watched this video, and there's people from a different, I think, religion or something like that. And it reminded me of that story about the bells, you know, the prophets and the prophetess, you know, the people who are different religions. This is in the Bible, the part when they were, you know, the altar, remember, and he's like, our God can do this. And they jumping up and down and doing all this crazy stuff, and nothing was happening. Nothing was happening, you know, and I forgot who the person was, and like, throw water on this. Listen, God lit that thing. You know, so sometimes, guys, listen, the reason why I told you that story was because sometimes, I forgot why I was telling you that story. Listen, guys, I'm telling my age, but I was telling you that story because sometimes we're going through the motions and nothing is happening. And it just stinks because we're forgetting that we just cursed this person out over here. We just now stole this person's money. We just cheated that person right there. We tried to destroy this person's ministry. You know, then we wonder how come God is not moving in our lives. You know, we slander this person. We slander that person. This guy's, let me tell you this. We can't control what people say, but we can control how we react to it. And when you do like my Auntie Wise was saying, be free from it. Don't put your energy into that. Be free, be good and free. I think that's it. Yeah, good and free. She said God answered by taking away the cares of haters. By taking away the cares. In fact, now I'm not going to just say that. You know, not just by taking good actions and more important than good words. Yeah, I love that. I love that cousin. My cousin is in the house. Hey, cousin, good actions are more important than good words. Yeah. Sometimes we're wondering why we're not free. We're going through this stuff and all that stuff, and our sin stinks because we're going for God. Lord, bless you, praise you. You just can't just curse your brother and sister out. You just can't kick that person out. You just kick that person when they're down. You know, so we do things not thinking that good actions are more important than good words. Again, do you like being around stinky people or things that stink? No. So how do you think God might feel? We're not repenting of things. We're not trying to do right. We're not trying to live right. We're not trying to do our stuff, and we're going before him. But you just, you know, but we treated our neighbor. We didn't treat people the way we want to be treated. We didn't speak well with each other. We didn't do well toward each other. Listen. Stench can mess up your witness or testimony. A messy person, no one wants to be around a messy person. No one wants to trust a messy person. Stench can mess up a testimony. If you're stinky, guess what? It can mess up your testimony because they're not going to hear what you're saying because your actions stink. The things you do stink, you know. And I'm not, you know, hey, it is what it is. We've got to deal with it. God says get rid of the mess so God can bless. You know, bitterness. You know, some of us like walk around just so bitter. We're bitter. Some of us are bitter. And working through that thing. Bitterness. How come this person has this? How come that person has this? That's because it's so important that we stay focused on what God has called us to do. And sometimes, guys, you know, it's easier said than done. Hey, Mom, what's going on? Speak the truth. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Mom. You know, listen, guys. Stench can mess up your witness, your testimony. If you treat somebody nasty and all that stuff, they're not going to want to hear what you have to say about God. How have you been nasty? you know, and it can disrupt your day. No one wants to be around something that stinks or someone that stinks. We have air fresheners over here. We have this over here. We have mouthwash. We have toothpaste. We have, you know, deodorant. I mean, of course, some people don't have those things. Well, I'm talking about the whole thing of stench. And I'm not just talking about stench. Just like stench in the natural, stench in the spiritual, spiritually. Your actions. How we treat each other. Guys, listen, there's a story. And yeah. Hey, Lonnie. What's up? What's up? What's up, Juju? Actions do speak louder than words. Yeah. And if the actions are good, then great. But if they stink, it stinks. It will mess up your witness. That's so true. It will mess up your witness. It will mess up your testimony. You can't tell me anything, my God. You just stole from me. You can't tell me anything, my God. You don't respect me. You can't tell me anything, my God, because you've disrespected the boundaries. So guess what, guys? Those things stink. So just imagine how some of our actions stink before God. And when we don't repent, we don't plead the blood of Jesus over our sins, then only thing to stand before God, he doesn't see Jesus over us. He doesn't see the blood covering our sins. Some of the things we haven't repented of, he just sees that stench. He just smells that stench, that sin. Stinky. Stinky. You want to get rid of things that stink. You want to get rid of things that don't smell good. Things don't look good. And some of us, we're wondering, how come God's not blessing us? What do we have? Let's get rid of the stinky stuff. Let's get rid of the mess so God can bless. Let's clean up the house. Let's get rid of things that shouldn't be here any longer. Things you've been holding on to too long. Throw those things away. Like having rotten fruit. If the fruit is rotten, get rid of it. Throw it away. It's going to stink up everything. You know, sin stinks, and it messes up your witness. And listen to this, and it can keep you from moving forward in your life. Some of us are holding on to things that are dead, wondering how come I don't have any life? How come I can't move forward in next season? Because we're holding on to dead stuff. Isaac Moore, hey Isaac, a pleasing aroma to his nostrils. Yeah, get rid of a stink, of a stench. Get rid of the stinky things. It can keep you from moving forward in your life. Hold on to things you shouldn't hold on to. Hold on to things that are dead. Now, about a month or so ago, some weeks ago, God was saying, speak to those, the valley of dry bones. Remember, speak to those dreams that you thought were dead. Speak to those things. But while God's moving in our lives, we've got to be willing to let go so we can receive the newness. We have to be willing to get rid of the old stuff. You put wine, new wine into old wineskin? No, you put it into new wineskin. So some of us, God is moving in our lives. He's blessing us. He's blessing us. But he would like to bless us as much as he would like to. But sometimes, guys, we're holding on to things that are dead. That's my favorite friend over there, our favorite friendship. It might be an unhealthy friendship or relationship, but I'm holding on to that. Let it go. Get rid of the mess so God can bless. And don't be afraid to let go, because sometimes, guys, we think we're missing something over here. And the word, it goes back to the word God gave me about two Thursdays ago, we were talking, and the whole thing is that you have not missed a thing. And God's confirmed that word, too. I was speaking to someone, and I heard that message before, and I've been hearing that. You have not missed a thing. You are right where God wants you to be tonight. And perhaps you're holding on to things that, or situations that have hurt you. And God said, don't put the energy into that. Get rid of the mess so I can bless. Get rid of the mess so I can bless. Judy says, ask for deliverance and choose walk in it with eyes wide open. That's right. Ask for deliverance and choose walk in it with eyes wide open. And whatever it is that God's called you to do, go ahead and do it. Get rid of the mess so he can bless. But you got to make that choice. You got to make that choice and say, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. You know, and only you can make that decision. But getting rid of the mess so God can bless. You know, and it's like, guys, I see some of these TikToks and videos, and I see some people's Facebook pages, and I see people going in and everything. And the thought that went through my mind, first of all, it's not for me to judge. But the thought was like, if we're doing all these different things, we're jumping up and down, we're doing all this dancing, we're doing all this, is it really moving God's heart? Are we doing it out of show? Are we just doing our emotions? Are we doing it out of, because this is our faith, this is what we're believing in? Because if our heart's not in it, then why are we doing it? Get rid of the mess so God can bless. Because I said, thank you, God, for repentance. If you are wise enough to ask God for forgiveness and clean up your messy ways. Yeah, praise God. Thank you for that. Because I, you know, I'm going to tell you this. When I really prayed and I started praying, and saying, Lord, you know, I forgive this person. I forgive that person. I release them. And I asked forgiveness for holding on to that stuff. I asked forgiveness. Let me tell you guys, it felt like a pressure. It's just like that thing uplifted. And when you start getting into it, and you just start, and God, the Holy Spirit start bringing things up to remembrance that you've forgotten about. Oh, I thought I'd forgiven that person. Let me go ahead and do it. And sometimes, guys, we got people to say, you know what? That's the past. When the enemy tries to bring that thing up, well, you know that person did that to you. You know, okay, I forgave that person. I'm not going to pick it back up. Because sometimes, guys, we have forgiven. Sometimes the enemy comes and bring that thing up, and we pick it right back up. Oh, yeah, that person did this. Yeah, let that thing go and be free. Be good and free. That's like a song right there. Ani Waddles, sounds like a song. Good and free. Listen to this. God's grace and mercy is keeping you. God's grace and mercy is keeping you. Let me tell you this. People are passing. And I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about life and thinking about how some loved ones have passed, and this past year and a half, some just aren't here with us. And it's like, I want to do what God's called me to do. Let me tell you, guys, God has opened up some doors. I'm looking forward to sharing with you soon what he's doing in my life right now. But things are happening quickly. But listen, God doesn't want to take us to a place if we're not willing to forgive, if we're not willing to repent, so he can use us as fully as he would like to use us if we're holding on to things that hurt us. While one hand is open, I'm ready for the new, the other hand is holding on. Let that stuff go. Forgive and move on. Forgive, move on. And I know I came from Joshua chapter 10, talking about Achan's sin, when God told them, don't take the spoils, but he hid the spoils, his family, and they were killed. He and his family were killed. That's a good one. Auntie Waddles, does forgiveness mean to continue to allow people to use, manipulate, and hurt you for their sense of power? No way. You know, God gives us wisdom. My mom always says that. God gives us wisdom. So it's not about allowing people to use us, manipulate us. That's not what being a Christian is about. It's about being wise. And you help people. And you pray about it. If God says, you know, no. But you don't allow people to use you, manipulate you, and hurt you for their sense of power. No, you have to set some boundaries. You still use wisdom. And know the season that you're in, and it's okay for you to be in that season. It's okay for you to be in that season. There's a boundary right here. You cannot cross this boundary. Juju, as far as the east is from the west, he removed my transgressions from me. I remember that part in that song, that praise and worship song. As far as the east from the west? Oh, yeah, I got to find that song. He removed my transgressions from me. Yeah, I remember that song. Remember that praise and worship song? Yeah. I'm glad you asked that question, Andy Waddles. Does forgiveness mean to continue to allow people to use, manipulate, and hurt you for their sense of power? No, that's not what it means. It really forgives you. It's saying, you know what? I recognize what you've done, but I forgive you. It doesn't mean that didn't matter or didn't happen or you're excusing them. No, you're saying, you know, I'm not going to allow that to keep me from moving forward. I'm going to let God deal with that. You know, forgiveness is for you. And so that you won't put yourself in that cage, in that thing of unforgiveness. You forgive them. But it doesn't mean keep on letting the person hit you, beat you up, and do all these different things and use you and hurt you. No. No. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. You know, instead of, listen to this, guys. Instead of learning, I have glasses, right? Instead of living as out there all alone, God has given us grace to do what He's called us to do. Okay, instead of leaving us out there all alone, God has given us grace to do what He's called us to do. He's given us grace, the ability to do what He's called us to do. Instead of giving us what we truly deserve, God has given us mercy. Today is your day for a breakthrough. Today is your day for your breakthrough. You know, yeah, my voice, I've been talking a little bit. My voice is gone. My singing voice is done. But today is your day for a breakthrough. Check it out on iTunes. Today is your day. That's my project. Today is your day. But God's saying today is your day for a breakthrough. And you are right on time. I'm going to tell you this. You are right on time. You are right where you're supposed to be right now. If you're listening to this, I believe this message is, I know it's a message for me. God gave it to me first for me, but I know this message is for you as well. This message is for you as well. You know, He's an on-time God. You might be saying, Lord, why am I going through this right now? God's saying He's an on-time God. So He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Woo, yes, He is. He's on time. You know, God is on time. You are right where you're supposed to be tonight. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your faith. You are right where you're supposed to be right now. Right now, Auntie Wild says, it's okay to set boundaries, maintain self-respect, and not release your sense of power. Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Yes, He is. He's an on-time God. Thank you, God, for being on time. Thank you, God, for breaking up the chains and the yokes of bondages over your people tonight, Lord. Thank you for moving in the hearts of people today, Lord God. Thank you. Your word says, two or three are gathered in your name, there you'll be in the midst. Thank you for your presence being in our midst tonight. Lord, I pray, God, you'll answer people's prayers. You've heard people's cries. And I pray, Father God, that you'll continue to move tonight. The people are right now, so they will take hope that today is their day. That they'll take hope and say, you know what, let me get rid of the mess so that I can be in this place so you can bless me the way you want to bless me. Lord, let me become that servant that you want me to become. Lord, help me to be that combat man, and for you guys, for be that woman that God has called you to be. Because today is your day. Hallelujah, for a breakthrough. Today is your day. And listen to this. The word is coming not to condemn, but to free you so you can walk freely and freer in what God has called you to do in your life. Some of you guys have been praying, Lord, I need your power. God said the power is already within you. It's already within you. Don't believe the lie of the enemy, because you are worth something. You are worth something tonight. God said you're worth something every day. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but should have everlasting life. So, Lord, help us to recognize the mess. Help us to repent of the mess. Help us to allow you to remove the mess. And help us to step out of the way so you can bless us the way you want to bless us. So you can do what you called us to do. Because it's all about changing lives. And God said, don't despise the small beginnings. Don't despise the small things. Everyone had a beginning. Everyone's going to have a middle, and everyone's going to have an end. Where are you on your journey? Trust God, believe him, and believe the process. Get rid of the mess. Get rid of the mess. If some relationships are over, let it be over and move on. Don't hide it like Achan did and cause the Israelites to lose the battle. Today, God is saying, come on, because God wants to bless you. Stay focused on God and don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Those distractions come to take us off course. The enemy, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Stay focused. Don't sweat the small stuff. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your spirit. Hallelujah. Ooh, can you feel the spirit of God wherever you guys are? God is moving because guess what? God did not create us for us to stay in these places where we're going through mentally and spiritually right now. But God is saying, come out. God is saying, come out. God says, come out. Do what I've called you to do. Don't be afraid. And the spoils that God wants to give and bring it to your life, guess what? God will do that thing, but you got to be willing to say, Lord, that I'm struggling in this area. I need your help. And stop trying to front like you're a perfect Christian. We all make mistakes. But the question is, don't stay in that. The question is to move forward because God has a plan, a strategic plan for us in our lives in this season. Do your part and pass the test. Do your part and pass the test. Do not sabotage what God is doing in your life. Praise God. Pray God will bless you. Pray God will keep you. Be encouraged tonight and know that God loves you. Have a good night, guys.